Okay.
Hi, Carrie. Carrie, my name is Paul. We were just speaking with Drew. He wanted me to get on the line. I'm the area manager. Of course, it's my job to get to all the details of the service, how it would work, what would be included, answer any questions that you have. And then you actually do also qualify for a reduced rate, being that it's a very young company. Happy Tuesday, by the way. Yeah. How is your day going so far?
It's going just fine.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Happy to speak with you. I appreciate you taking the call, especially during a busy work day. I am looking right now at your website. Of course, we would be promoting this existing website, and the calls would come directly to you. Our job is to make it easy for people who don't already know the name of your company to find you when they go on Google and go on Bing, and they're typing in the keywords related to the services that you provide. So they don't need to know the name of your company. And, of course, that's pretty important. That's powerful. It's a very young company, but most people don't know who to call. And when we don't know who to call, most of the time we Google it. In fact, 9 times out of 10, we call and hire a business off of what we see on the first page. And even as a very young company, you can compete with the more established businesses. It's really about having the right content, the right off-page optimization. Like I said, we would promote your existing website, and we would create all the additional directories that Google wants to see, whether it's something known to the public like Yelp or Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, or any of the other directories that are not as well known. We would create that content, of course, link it to your website.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Not a problem. So you actually qualify for reduced pricing. You know, as a young company, we try to make it affordable. You know, it is a month to month, and certainly our job is to earn your business 1 month at a time. Your success is our success. In this particular case, I'd be able to take actually a little bit more, or right at 50% off the normal cost of the service. You would save $300 every month off of the Platinum package, which is perfect for the needs of your business and your service area. It does include Facebook ads as well. Taking $300 off of that $599 does bring the rate down to exactly $299.00. So it would bill once a month for that exact amount. Again, it's not a lead-based service. You're not paying extra for leads. You're not chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just that fixed flat rate. Now, I'm sure you have questions for me, at least on the surface, though, being that it's designed to get that great-looking website in front of more people and get your phone ringing directly. Is that something you might want for your business at this point?
Yeah, I definitely need help to grow organically, and the best way to do it is through social media and online presence. And, I do know that my website, I haven't put in any keywords. I haven't done any SEOs. I haven't, like, honestly, that website just went live a week and a half ago.
It did. Okay.
So, yeah, and it's a work in progress because
yes, that's okay.
I'm not pleased with it. It's
well,
just needed to be there.
Yeah, no, that's all right. That's
you know,
okay.
Because when you business, you want to see the viability of it. So I'm doing the work first, and I'm not so worried about the online presence. And so basically we word of mouth, and I did really well with word of mouth because of the service that we give and just the way we present ourselves and explain things for the customers, because I think that a lot of people are, you know, knocking door to door, hey, you need okay, let's get started. And that's not how we're doing it. So, but anyway, yes, I know I need help. I recently reached out to Angie's List just to try to get some leads, but I don't fit into their cookie cutter. Because I'm not exterior painting and I'm not erecting fences. I'm just staining and preserving a fence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to condition it, stain it, preserve it. Get ahead of it.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, don't let it fall apart. Now, I will replace boards if they're cracked and they need repair. I could do gates because the main thing is people neglect their fence and then all of a sudden the gate starts falling apart because whoever's mowing the lawn is using the mower to push the gate open and it falls apart.
Oh, yeah.
The first indication, hey, your wood is starting to rot.
Yes.
And the nails are pushing out or whatever. We need to attend to this. So anyway,
got it.
That's a whole long story, but
sure.
I was trying to gain leads
okay.
after my word of mouth is kind of, you know,
yes.
just sporadic.
Well, and it's a young company, you know, traditional word of mouth is not yet that reliable factor driving new business to you. It is, like you said, sporadic, but, you know, Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where we go and we don't know who to call, and in fact, a lot of the times when we do get a direct recommendation from a friend or family member, we are probably still going to Google it. You know, we're going to want to, you know, see a website mm-hmm. and things like that. So it's good that you have that online presence. This is going to make it a lot easier, though, for people who don't already know the name of your business or doesn't get recommended mm-hmm. to you by somebody else. And every new customer that finds you online, of course, becomes an entirely new traditional word of mouth stream. They can recommend you to their friends and family. Now, as far as the website goes, you know, the keyword density, the schema markup, naming your photos and everything that you can do to a website, you know, 5-7 years ago, mm-hmm. that was super important. In fact, in a lot of areas and industries, a good website that kind of met Google's criteria was enough for first page placement. But I mean, obviously most business owners have websites these days. And in fact, it was actually about 7 years ago when more searches were done on smartphones than on computers, and that just has kept going that way. Google has downplayed the importance of a website. Of course, your website needs to be mobile optimized. You know, there can't be the pinching,
right.
scrolling, and expanding, sliding left to right. The website has to stack on itself and be a secure website. The HTTPS, that S at the end of the HTTP, actually means secure, which is important, especially when you have a contact form. So your website is perfect for Google. It does everything Google wants a website to do. It is mobile optimized, and it does have that secure HTTPS. You can make changes to your website. That's great, but like, don't worry about, you know, keyword density and things like that, because like I said, the website itself doesn't really help with the ranking. As long as you make it, at this point it's already Google compliant, as long as you make it conversion driven, you know, kind of give consumers what they're looking for, and you're already well on your way towards doing that. You know, you've got the gallery, and of course people can learn about your services, they can see those before and after and during photos. So you've really got the right idea for the website, and we wouldn't make changes to your website. We would just make it easier for people to find it. Like I said, we'll attach it to all the directories, even like a Yelp listing and things like that. Apple Maps, so if someone says, hey Siri, find me a fence painter or a fence stainer or whatever they, you know, are looking for, whether they type it in or do that voice activated search, your business will be one of those options. Now, like I said, I think Facebook ads would be a great way to get that website in front of more people. Facebook ads are very, very affordable. We can do Google ads. We are Google certified, and of course Meta partners too. We are able though to do Facebook ads in specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods even where you most want to be found. And whereas Google ads might be $10-$15 per click, Facebook ads are 20 or 22 cents per click. We can target and retarget, meaning that if they've ever done a search for your services on Google or Bing, those Facebook ads will retarget that person. We already know they're in the market for your services, even if they've never done that search. I mean, people, you know, especially with the holidays coming up, you know, they want to make sure that their property looks nice. So it's a great time to get your information out there. Your ads would run on the Facebook pages of people in your area. We can, like I said, target specific neighborhoods. If they scroll past it, that's okay. They weren't interested. It costs nothing. If they do click on it, it goes directly to your website, and from there they can pick up the phone to call you. And like I said, it costs about 20 or 22 cents. Now, while I am reducing the cost of this platinum package by 50%, I am not reducing the original $100 of Facebook ads. When they're 20 or 22 cents, that cost, or that actually translates to about 400 clicks a month from people that can find you on Facebook. So instead of the $5.99, which is the normal cost of the platinum package, it's exactly $2.99. And again, that's an exact amount. It is a reduced rate for a young company. It is not, though, an introductory rate. It is not going to balloon up on you later on. In fact, it is just designed to make it more affordable for younger companies, because really your success is our success. And we've been doing this since 2004. I've actually been with the company myself for over 11 and a half years. I have clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning, you know, 10 years. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. As long as it makes dollars, it makes sense, and nobody cancels on profit. I think you may end up liking this more than Angie's, because like you said, Angie has kind of like, you know, they've got categories. You don't kind of fit their cookie cutter mold. You might not be getting the right leads, and yet you're coming out of pocket each and every time. With this, we do very targeted marketing.
I didn't even get out the door with them. So
oh, you didn't.
It's interesting
okay.
that you're calling me today. No, I tried to set up through their introductory offer and then go forward with that. But after talking to my account managers yesterday, I'm not moving forward because it just doesn't make any sense at all. I'm going to get a bunch of leads for a bunch of services that I don't perform.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
the fact that you're calling me and the pricing is, you know, able to work for me, I just need an exact list of the things that you are going to perform for that, and then I can pull the trigger on it. My question is when you say in the neighborhoods near me, are they doing that on IP address on Facebook, or are they doing that based upon what they say their address is? It's the IP address that they're using their computer from.
Right. So that works. It's going to work both ways, because they can be searching on their smartphone too and far away from their home, right, and pinging off of cell towers.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as we know that their residence is in your service area, then they can see those ads.
Yes.
I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page. And of course, we are not Google. If anyone ever does call you and they tell you that they're Google for something like this, they'd be telling stories. Their pants would be on fire. I mean, Google does make these phone calls, but it's only for companies that have at least 100 locations or more. Anything less than that falls under the responsibility of the Google partners. Like I said, we are Google partners and have been part of that Google partnership program from the beginning of that program, which goes back about 9 years. I remember before there was a Google partnership program. But Google does want businesses to have a higher return on investment with Google advertising, and they know that when these types of things are professionally managed by someone trained and certified by Google, you do see a higher return on investment. So the name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and Carrie, I just sent you a link to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. If you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
I haven't clicked through yet. Hold on.
Okay, no problem. Not a problem. Take your time.
How many emails? Okay.
So this is a text that I sent out to you.
Oh, a text. I'm looking at the Google Workspace email. Okay. That's totally different text. Got it. All right. I'm there.
Okay. So you are actually going to have a very detailed tracking and reporting system. We call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with it besides just tracking your success. Although, of course, you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for every individual search and search phrase. You can also manage and monitor your reviews. Now, of course, we are creating additional content, and most of that content will allow someone to write a review. So whether it's Yelp, Google, Foursquare, wherever someone writes that review, it will repopulate on your tracking system. So from one place, you can manage your online reputation. You can request reviews. You can respond to reviews. If you wanted us to, we would respond to your reviews for you in a professional manner. Of course, we would do that at no additional cost. Now, of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is, of course, a tax write-off for the cost of doing business. And a lot of businesses that can are increasing their advertising, even if it's just for the tax write-off. Of course, this is designed to get your website in front of more people and get more phone calls to you. 19 years of industry experience. We'll actually celebrate our 20th anniversary on December 17th. Like I said, I've been with the company myself for over 11 and a half years, actually April 13th, 2013. 4.9 out of 5. Well, I mean, you know, they celebrate my anniversary every year. I get a nice gift from the company, which is always fun. 4.9 out of 5, average client satisfaction rating. I mean, it is month to month, but our clients keep the service because it's profitable. You can see that blue-tinted photo, and it kind of outlines a little bit of what we do, at least in the very beginning. And below it, it says Google Ads Partner, a box below that. You can click on it. It's not copy and pasted off the internet. It's not like a dead link. If it were, it'd be a dead giveaway. But you can click right on it, and it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. Carrie, that makes all the difference in the world. In fact, Google regularly does make at least small changes to their map or pack algorithm. Usually they just want us to create additional directories. Sometimes they want us to take down certain directories, but they always will share those changes with us ahead of time, so you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors, stay on that first page where most people will make their buying decision. That's what it's all about. Get that website in front of the eyes of the people that are looking for your services in the exact moment they're trying to find someone to call. If you click back on the link that I sent out to you, where it says SEO packages, we are talking about the Platinum package, but of course 50% off of that package brings the rate down to $299. You can see that all of our packages normally have a $299 setup fee, and that's really for the SEO content creation, all the directories that we have to create. In some cases, it's not just time, but a direct cost that we incur to create that content for you to be on that first page. We also do things like a NAPW audit, which stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We, of course, have to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and, you know, fix it if it's not. We do a client interview, too, to make sure that we're presenting your business the way you want it to be presented. Mission statement, motto, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. Knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one. So that's why there's normally that $299 setup fee. There is, though, in our system, I can just find it. Oh, okay, there it is. This is a promo code that I'm adding that helps me reduce the cost of the setup fee. It is not specifically for Angie. We have nothing at all to do with Angie, thank goodness. But it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. I know from you telling me that you didn't actually get things started with Angie, but I do see a profile page, so I can actually use that. And I can attach that with this promo code. I might sometimes take 25, 30, maybe even up to 50% off the setup fee. But in this case, what I want to do is take two-thirds, take 66% or $200 off of that setup fee. So it would just be a one-time setup fee of only $99. Of course, that only attaches to the very first month. Every month after that, of course, $398 with the setup fee in that first month, but every month after that is $299 as an exact amount, a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So again, it would never go up on you. Like I said, I've been with the company for a long time. I would tell you that in the 11 years that I've been with the company, we have raised our prices twice. It may happen in the future. I don't think it's happening anytime soon. But if it does happen, your price would never go up. Even if we raise our price, you'd still be kind of grandfathered in at that reduced rate, that $299. Like I said, we're trying to make it affordable, especially for younger companies. And, of course, as long as you keep that service, it is an exact amount. So we're also not like, you know, your cable company or your phone provider. We're not trying to invent crazy ways to charge you here and there. We're not nickel and diming you. As a pricing director, it's my job to kind of make it as simple, as straightforward, and really as affordable as possible. So you'd be saving $500 in your first month alone, and every month after that, you do save $300. And again, there's no taxes, fees, surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Like I said, the original $100 of Facebook ads that comes with that Platinum package, that's still intact. I did not reduce that at all.
So for each subsequent month,
then do I just speak with a team member about what my marketing goals for the month are,
mm-hmm.
and
sure.
you guys will market that for me, or you're just
Absolutely.
Creating the online presence?
So we do the original client interview. That's kind of get the ball rolling and see what you're thinking right now, what your goals are for the month. We do check in 2 weeks later, and, of course, we can check in at the end of the month. You can also always at any time give us a call. Well, I mean, we are open Monday through Friday, and you can reach a live agent from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can email 24/7. They will respond to that email that same day or maybe the next business day if they receive it either after hours or very late in the day. But we will always be able to make changes. Your tracking system also does allow you to request changes and even in some cases implement changes yourself, but always whether you're making changes or whether we're making changes, there's never any additional cost for that. So whatever your goals are, if you want to run like a discount, a holiday special, senior discount, military, anything like that, or 10% off a specific service. If you want to change where your ads are running and things like that, we can definitely do that. And again, no additional cost for that.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. I need all kinds of help, and this is very timely as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah.
I'm not looking to be the biggest in town,
okay.
but I am looking to be successful.
Of course.
And it's, you know, I have marketing dollars that I can put into it. So what are next steps as far as,
Let me verify a couple of things. If you are available today, we can schedule your follow-up call, the client interview. We can schedule that today as well. That would be kind of the next step here. But it's Stained Fence LLC, right? That's how you want the business branded?
Yeah.
Or just the Stained Fence?
Well, I mean... I am an LLC, but I don't really think that it matters to the public that I'm an LLC.
I agree.
I do insurance.
I agree 100%. If anyone ever asks me, I say personally with my experience, I say leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's. You're right. It doesn't matter to the public. Your website just has Stained Fence. So I think if that's okay with you,
yeah.
we would list your business Stained Fence without the LLC.
Okay. Yeah.
It is a personal preference. Yeah. It's totally up to you. The only thing that really matters is consistency. We want it to be the same everywhere. And since it is that way on your website, and since you kind of agree with me, I think we'll just put Stained Fence. And that's how it's going to be listed everywhere online. And then, obviously, the phone number that we are speaking on, this is a good number for your customers to call. It's the one on the website. Is it also carry the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes. It's all on the same phone, and then it alerts me that I have a business call coming in.
Gotcha.
Depending on where I am.
Oh, that's perfect then. That's perfect. And I did see on the website, carrie@stainedfence.com for your email. That's a good email for you?
Yes.
Okay. And then Drew never did get your last name, Carrie.
My last name is Portwood.
P-O-R-T-W-O-O-D?
W-O-O-D, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then I did see a physical street address, but it's on your website, the 2831 El Dorado Parkway, Suite 103, and that's in Frisco?
Yes.
Okay. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. And the zip code is 75003, right?
Yes.
It's interesting that Angie, well, it's not interesting. I mean, it's pretty common to see wrong information there. But it's got the right address, but it listed in Aubrey 76227.
Yeah, because I'm physically located in Aubrey.
Oh, okay.
But I don't want my residence associated with the business.
And
I wanted Angie listing me as an Aubrey business, even
okay.
though my address is a Frisco address.
Got it. Oh, that makes sense. So it was purposeful. It was purposeful. I mean, a lot of times I'll see business owners say, what? That shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be there. That's wrong. I mean, so I thought it was the case that way. But if you told them that, that's fine. And you know, Google knows that most service-based business, I mean, you are service-based, right? You go out to the customer. No one comes to you.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Nobody comes to me.
Right, and Google doesn't want to list your home address. They don't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And Google fully expects service-based businesses to kind of be run from the home. So you'll only be listed city and state, not any zip code, and certainly not any physical street address at all. Now, the next thing to do would be to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 30, 35 minutes. The other thing that I am required to do here, Carrie, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing both the cost of the service as well as the setup fee, etc. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. My only question is my initial contract is for how many months?
Oh, that's a great question. So it is month to month. There is no contract. It is completely at will. And of course, the voice verification will pretty much say this. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. It is completely month to month.
Okay.
All right. All right, I've got the voice verification set up, and it is recorded, but feel free to stop me if you have a question or clarify my question. It is...
Oh, can I ask one more question?
Yes, please do. Sure.
Where are you located?
So we are headquartered in California, the same as Google and Facebook. As a Google partner, though, our service area is all of the United States and Canada and every industry under the sun.
Okay. I just wanted to know when people were calling me what time zone they're in.
So we are 2 hours behind you. We are open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. We've got a lot of clients that are in the East Coast, and they're already starting their day at 10 o'clock when we start ours, so we're a little behind. And we end our day at 4 o'clock in California, which might be early for some people. We've always said maybe we should do 4 10-hour days and have a 3-day weekend, but that just never flew with anybody. But it made more sense to me. I thought we'd be open for more hours.
Than I would have liked that.
Yes, exactly, right? And that would mean we could maybe start our day a little bit earlier for our East Coasters, maybe, you know, 1 hour earlier and stay an hour later, but, you know, it's the way it is. So for you, it's 9 to 6. Those are the hours that we're in business, and of course it's Monday through Friday. So the voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Carrie, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Shane Fence.
Okay, perfect. That's how I have that, without the LLC. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Carrie Portwood, owner.
Okay. And Ms. Portwood, as the owner of Stain Fence, of course, Carrie, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is month to month. And then for the billing information that you would be using for our services, Carrie, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Simply put, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Carrie, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Yeah, as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. And then it does say, yeah, I mean, I call some of my clients, and I am calling the business number, and it goes to the voicemail, or it goes, worse still, to mailbox full or not even set up. I mean, I'm always concerned when I get that because, well, not because I have to call back. Obviously, I will. They're my client. But I know that if I were a potential customer trying to call them and I get mailbox not even set up, I am probably not going to try to call back later. I would probably just call somebody else, right? So we don't want you to miss any opportunities. As long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well. And it seems like that is going to be the case. You're not going to miss any phone calls. You'll also be able to track your tracking system will show you any phone calls that you did happen to miss. You can call them right back. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, of course, leaving off the LLC, we want to make sure that your business information is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Carrie, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And like I said, we do that NAPW audit to make sure that all the information that's out there is accurate. We do it in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing both the subscription cost as well as the setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 19th of November, in the very reduced total amount of just $398.00. Carrie, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 19th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $299. And again, Ms. Port, with that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. Of course, there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service, again, offered completely at will, no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, want to go on vacation, if necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Carrie, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Ms. Portwood, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Carrie, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it Carrie Portwood? Is there a middle initial or the business name?
It says Carrie R. Portwood.
Okay, the middle initial of R. And then you said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I am, in fact, ready for that number whenever you are.
4003.
Mm-hmm.
4477.
Okay.
2006.
All right.
0013.
And the expiration month and year?
12/28.
12/2028. And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
460.
Okay, sorry, 460460 on the back, December or 12/2028 for the expiration date. And then, Carrie, was the card itself 40-03-44-77-20-06-00-13?
Yes.
And does that bill at the 2831 El Dorado Parkway, 75003?
No. No, it does not.
Okay.
It bills...
Oh, go ahead. What is the billing address?
Oh, okay. Yeah, 1513 Ranger Road.
Mm-hmm.
Aubrey, Texas.
And the zip?
76227.
76227. Okay. Now, in the next minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. If you do have a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, got it.
All righty. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent, like I said, Monday through Friday. That is 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. They'll follow up with you within that same business day or after hours if they receive that email. They'll follow up with you within that next business day. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, Carrie. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It is provided for you in writing. When you receive either the automated email or the text message, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And again, we schedule by the hour. The call gets you right at or shortly after the top of the hour, gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. I think I can get you in, well, there's a spot available for 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, or 5 o'clock. Which of those would work best for you?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Okay. So we will schedule it from 4 until 5. Like I said, it's a one-hour window, but the call takes about half that time. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, just kind of the basic questions and a couple of others that I mentioned earlier. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is available, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I will try to keep my phone line open. If I end up on a call that started you know, a lot sooner than that, and I'm still on it. I might not be on that call, but our technicians will take very good care of you, whether I am on that call or not. They'll have your file. One thing I did want to do is just to add an additional level of protection, just a simple question and answer, a little bit of extra security on your account, meaning if anyone calls us, Carrie, and they tell us that they are with Stained Fence, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And this is especially important. Like a week or two from now, of course, our job is to make sure customers are calling you. If you do, though, get any other phone calls, if anyone claims to be Google, even if they say that they're local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information within a few seconds, that wouldn't be us. Don't entertain that phone call. If anyone ever calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing or anything like that, again, that wouldn't even be us. Don't even bother asking them for the security question. Your voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection, and it clearly states moving forward it only bills on the 19th for the exact amount of $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, Carrie, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
My first pet's name.
First pet's name. And then what is the answer?
Pebbles.
Pebbles, okay. I have to type it in twice. You're all set and squared away there. So even our technician will have that information when they call you. And if I'm not on that call, you might just say, hey, so who did I speak with? Oh, you spoke with Paul, and you know, we're calling for your client interview. I'll try to be on that call, though. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email? Looks like you got everything at this point. Our system sent out your welcome. Okay, gotcha. So, yeah, the welcome email's there. You might want that because it's got not only our client support information on there, it has your login credentials for your tracking system. Let me just open it up real quick.
Okay.
Your login credentials, your username is already fixed in our system. You can't change your username. We've made it, though, very easy for you to remember and very easy for us to associate with your account and access the information. So it's your phone number. The area code is included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So that makes your username 945-544-2828. Your default password is SEO mobile. It's all lowercase, no space, SEOMOBILE. You can change your password at any time. The one email that I did want you to look at, though, is the one that says local splash initial invoice. If you open up that one, it says something like, thank you for choosing local splash. We've attached a copy of your invoice below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you see those two words, the blue words, click here, click on those. It's hyperlinked. It goes to the local splash terms of experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So feel free to scroll through it. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable. Real quick, though, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will be using Bing instead of Google. We do want you to get those opportunities and phone calls as well. So we will certainly mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary for first page placement. We are doing the Facebook ads for you. And if your website's going to be down for an extended period of time, anything more than a week or so, there's actually a website that is included. We would do that just as a placeholder until your website is back and up and running. It takes us about 7 to 10 business days to put that together. So just let us know if your website's going to be down for more than that. You'll see that long line that goes all the way across it, and then below it a couple of boxes that we'd want you to click on. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. The other, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So we do want you to click on that box. You'll see the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it. That's where you would click and either copy and paste or type in your name. It needs to be an exact match, so your initials are all capitalized. The K, R, and P are all capitalized. There's no period after that middle initial. Our system doesn't like punctuation in that particular field. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy an extra space before or after. But once you've got your name as it appears copied into that box, please click the confirm signature box. If you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for that confirm signature box to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But once you click on it, it does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service as well as reducing the setup fee. It does also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. It looks like it probably took you to the next page, which is a login screen asking for username and password.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
You do not need to do that right now. It is, though, coming from the same dashboard portal that you will be accessing for your tracking system. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. You can try it at any time. It just might give you a message saying that we're still in the process of setting things up. You will, though, in the next day or so, receive confirmation by email and text that your tracking system is active, and again, it will relist your username and default password. I'm going to send you in a minute here a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview in English. Then it has your username, your name, and your phone number. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email address, please include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. That makes it really easy for us to access and forward out to the right department. You can send anything and everything there. That's really the only email address that you need, and we could just forward it out to the right department internally. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on our end. At 3 o'clock, you'll receive the reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at for, and I did send that calendar invite out to you. I do hope that I'm in between phone calls. I certainly will try to be when our technician calls you at or a couple minutes after 4 o'clock. Other than that, I'd be happy to see welcome aboard. We're excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business 1 month at a time.
Thank you. Me too.
Pleasure speaking with you. Real pleasure speaking with you. Absolutely. You were kind. You were patient. You made me laugh a couple of times. As you can imagine, I don't get all of that on every phone call. Sometimes I get none of that. And it's nice to talk to someone who was as respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of theirs, and you certainly have been that. So thanks again. Hope I can say a quick hello to you in that 4 o'clock hour. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
You have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much. You take care.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul.
All righty. Thanks. Bye-bye.